The most basic task each year for Congress is to pass the 13 appropriations bills that guide federal spending, yet none of those bills has crossed President Bush's desk. Mitch Daniels, director of the Office of Management and Budget, is the Bush administration's man on budgetary issues. Daniels says he hopes Congress controls its appetite for spending this fall.
The president's top priorities, first of all, secure funding for the war on terror and for defense, and along with that, to make certain that total spending is kept under control, that those things which are of less than life and death importance are looked at very hard, and we limit spending anywhere we can in the interest of a stronger economy.
And for Congress, what do you think are the most important issues to them?
As always, there are many who have pet projects or special interests that they are out actively pursuing, but we're trying to persuade people to remember that times are different in a couple of ways. The nation is at war. We do have a new activity called Homeland Defense to create, and also the revenue base, largely through the disappearance of the stock market bubble, has eroded out from under us somewhat. So you roll it all together, and we hope that they will join the president in addressing our top priorities and being very careful about lesser ones.
Well, you haven't found those interests between the White House and Congress coincident too much. I mean, you're Dr. No. You've been the bad guy on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think a lot of that just goes with the job in any season, and I'm not sure this one's any worse than others. This whole thing has come to resemble one of those bicycle races to me, in which the participants slowly circled the track for the first 19 laps, and all the action happens in the last one. So I think all these outcomes are yet to be determined, even though we're close to the end of the fiscal year.
War with Iraq would cost $100 billion or more, and America's allies don't seem likely to chip in. Does it make sense for the U.S., which is already in debt, to dig the hole deeper by going to war?
First, Bob, I'd be careful about the cost. We really don't know. I would say that the Gulf War was substantially less than $100 billion, even for an event of that size. So I don't think we know what level of hostilities that might ever occur, let alone what that would cost. But the cost of our freedom has frequently been a high one, and I think relative to sometimes in our history, the costs, large as they are, of the current activities or some that may be yet to come are pretty modest compared to some we've faced in the past.
What about stopping the phase-in of the latter stages of the tax cut, or indeed going back to consider rolling it back?
The president has indicated that he thinks that'd be a very serious mistake. We ought not forget, he certainly never does, that the economy is coming too slowly out of recession right now, and the future reductions in taxation that are now in law should be helpful in enhancing growth over the long term. And let's not forget the fairness issues, which are a major part of the remaining tax relief. I'm talking about fairness for married couples, parents of children, the ending of the death tax, and so forth.
But people would certainly understand that he proposed this tax cut before there was a war on terrorism that needed all this money, and before the movement against Saddam Hussein.
A fair point. I think that you will see the administration examine a variety of its own priorities looking forward, and perhaps act to defer or postpone some of those. But I would not look for tax relief, which is so important to our future economic success and therefore on which our future fiscal health largely depends. I would not look for that to be on that list.
But aren't you now in a situation where deficit spending will continue throughout this administration and possibly through a second one if there is a second Bush administration?
It's a possibility, Bob, but one just doesn't know. The nation was taken completely by surprise in the late 90s when the stock market run-up led to a gusher of revenues no one expected. We were caught equally by surprise when that gusher suddenly stopped and reversed itself. And we just I think we've all learned to be pretty humble about our long-range forecasting ability. So the most important thing we can do in the present is act decisively to try to foster continued economic growth, stronger growth, and certainly to control the one thing we certainly can, and that is spending on less than essential items.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mitch Daniels is Director of the Office of Management and Budget.